This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Cody Wilson is our guest. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. I'll give the number out. Cody, Trump trying to get our morals up, trying to expand our economy. I mean, if you disagree with Trump, tell us it's fine. We're not a cult. But I tell you, what an amazing time to be alive and to see the full system throwing their weight against him. What would you call this point in history we are?
Whoa, that's a big question. I don't know. Is this the I generation? I mean, we're on a bridge. And on the other side of this bridge, we can see the post-liberal world order. We can see it now. I don't know what it looks like, but we can see it. And that's got everybody upset because all politics has been...
And they're trying to hold us back and they can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Everything's been about maintaining the post-war liberal world order, right? And this is why I think you're so great about it, because you've
Bretton Woods.
You've conditioned people for this mental template that there is an info war. Absolutely. What's happening to me in court? It's a war over the information related to guns. It is a literal info war in Virilio's terms. I'm happy to be here, man. They are preventing the new politics of the future from happening. They want it stillborn. And they would, if they could, take any power.
Because the real future will be the real college of ideas and a real individualist collectivism where individuals take action, but everyone then votes really on what's real and the best, and we just go...
There's a...
I mean, it's like, can you see it? Like...
Limitless... asymptotic accelerations of science, techno science, economic powers.
I'm begging for memes. Usually when I do this, they have like little goblins come out.
It would be my honor.
Let's do it together.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Take that, Hillary.
If I could. I just pray that someone makes something out of that. Send it to me, please.
I love it. That's my favorite thing in life is I'm making memes out of it. I used to pay to have mean memes against me.
Yeah?
And they didn't get I liked it, and then they finally figured it out and stopped funding them.
Alex, there was a special mission that I know of in Austin to convince you that Bitcoin was a good thing. It was a special, they were going to meme you into believing in Bitcoin. Did it work? Did it take?
I think cryptocurrencies are great.
Is that right? Yeah? Can you buy things in your store in cryptocurrency?
We I think so.
Yeah? If you can't, use BTC Pay Server. It's great, open source software. I would love to see InfoWars accept Bitcoin. That's good stuff, man. What can I tell you, though? What else can I tell you? About what? You wanted me to ask you to say something about Trump?
Tell me your favorite color.
Yeah? Black, man.
Tough color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all color.
What's your second favorite color?
Blue. I'm wearing a lot of blue.
Blue's nice.
Yeah. You a fan of that? Do we not have a stream on Facebook? Is that they just pulled us down?
I think as you were on, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. You know that happened to me on YouTube yesterday.
Oh, it's they're doing it to everybody. It's like,
yeah. It's like if I that
it's all subjective. Like I went to college. I'm an SJW. George Soros funds me. I saw something I disagree with. I have power. It's like a real video game. Oh, 50,000 people are watching. No.
Let me tell you.
You are a Nazi. I'm funded by Soros, a real Nazi, but I said you are.
That's fantastic. If there's one thing you're allowed to say on the internet, it's what food you like, what music you like, what else? That's about it, I think.
What's your favorite music?
Yeah, I think that's accessible. That's the range of public discourse now. And even then, you got to be careful not to like some type of music. That's cultural appropriation, of course.
Well, here's the deal. You're stepping into a wider world. Quite an adventure, Cody Wilson, another fellow Austinite. And we salute you. We're the best websites for people to find your evil information.
You can purchase this information at defcad.com. That supports our efforts in court right now. It ain't cheap fighting 20 state governments. And, of course,
can people just donate there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a donation pledge there. And you can join Defense Distributed, which is our organization.
You've got your nice girlfriend over here.
I have my associate, my professional.
I hope that's associate. I hope that's a very professional relationship.
I assure you that it is nothing but the highest.
Because any relationship between a man and woman is kind of illegal now. So
well, look, it is made to be, isn't it?
It's evil.
There's a real screen against it, but we maintain the highest professional standards at Defense Distributed. We are a defense industrial technical company, equal opportunity employer.
And you work very hard.
We work in Austin, Texas, for the advancement of all. For the common man.
Well, we should come by your factory and do a report on it. Cody Wilson.
That. I'd love that.
Good to have you here with us. We're going to come back, get the number up, get into... Oh, have you heard the latest on South Africa? I don't think you've heard this yet. It's on newswars.com. It's quite the little jewel. In fact, I had that an hour ago and never covered it. Somebody reprint it. Help me, I'm weak. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thanks, Cody. Good to have you here.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The Cape of Good Hope, the first white settlement on the African continent, was settled by Dutch farmers in the 17th century. The lineage of these Dutch farmers are known today as the Boer, or as Afrikaners. And for many years, they have established themselves as much as any of the many tribes living in the Cape today. When the Dutch arrived at the Cape in 1652, the land was too arid for crops and was only inhabited by a small few pastoral nomads known as the Khoikhoi. The Dutch settlers proved themselves to be masters in the art of dry land farming and dedicated their lives to fostering the region into abundant farmland. Over the years, South Africa grew in abundance, and dozens of African tribes migrated to join the growing settlement in the Cape of Good Hope. Aside from being the only white people, the Boer blended in with everyone else, and for generations, they lived in relative harmony. They had their issues, but conquest of land was respected and honored by local tribes. It was Britain who most rigorously challenged the Boers' existence there. Once the French invaded the Netherlands, England sought control of the Cape in South Africa. The Boers were devout Christians who found deep purpose in the stewardship of their farmland. And they had serious disdain for British rule. Britain began imposing taxation upon the colony. They sent missionaries in to stoke the flames of discord between the Afrikaners and other local tribes. And in 1795, the British invaded the Cape of Good Hope. This led to what is known as the Boer Wars. The Boers' resistance against the British was greater than most. But after killing 30,000 Afrikaner women and children in the first ever concentration camps, the British had finally broken the Boers' spirit to resist. South Africa officially became part of the British Empire in 1910. And almost immediately following this, the British government began imposing some of the most racially divisive laws in history. By 1948, these divisive laws gave birth to apartheid, which was defined by an authoritarian political culture based on BASCAP, white supremacy. Apartheid created so much racial division between the Afrikaners and the African tribes that by the 1990s, violent communist party, the ANC, had easily risen to power. The ANC took orders from communist Russia, and they trained in the art of revolution. They proudly sing songs about killing all the white farmers and create laws that legalize the theft of private property. Racism is not the problem in South Africa. Before the racially divisive laws implemented by British rule, there was relative harmony. What this is yet another communist takeover of a once great sovereign nation. What we are witnessing now is perhaps the classic communist move. Kill the farmers, starve the nation. Mass murder of the population so that the communist control freaks can carve up the remains and take whatever is left for themselves before the whole thing slides into the abyss. The mainstream media, desperate to keep their audience from awakening to the truth, remains mostly silent about the South African crisis, aside from spinning it as a so-called right-wing conspiracy. But to the many who are waking up today, this only reveals their devout capitulation to the thieves and tyrants who own them. This is Greg Rees reporting for Infowars.com.
Powerful piece by Mr. Rees. That's really the communist secret program for the world. Go into a place that almost no one lived in 400 years ago, that white settlers came to, built farms in the middle of the wasteland. Africans move in from all over Africa. African populations explode. You go back to the history books, people got along very well. The African tribes still fight with each other. But the Christians kind of navigated that and Christianized a bunch of groups. And then the British come in, they take over, not against the British people, but the British Empire, because the gold and silver and diamonds that were there more than anywhere else in the world, and they take over. And then they create the racial laws that blacks don't have rights to create the division for control. And then all these years later, you've got the brainwashed communist blacks and whites and others hating the white Afrikaners. And here's the next big piece of news. Bombshell, it's on newswars.com. Bombshell, South Africa forcing farmers to repay bank loans on seized lands. Did you hear me right? They're taking not just old farms, but farms that people bought, the scrub brush. And they're saying, we're going to take your land. This is in the South African news. But then if you owe millions of dollars or millions of South African currency for it, you've still got to pay it back. No one's ever done that. Even the Soviets and the Nazis, they took your land. They would just ignore bank loans or whatever. So this is next level, but the commies always work with the banks. Bombshell, South African forcing farmers repay bank loans on seized lands. White farmers will still be expected to repay loans on land, even if it is seized by the South African government, according to statements made by Nedbank. We'll pull this up on newswars.com so I can show folks a screenshot, please. A screenshot of an email ostensibly sent by a Nedbank client services resolution manager asserts that borrowers with mortgages on expropriated property, again, the South Africans say, we're not going to steal it, we're going to expropriate it. We're not going to kill you. We're going to make you dead. I'm sorry. A screenshot of an email ostensibly sent by Nedbank, one of the biggest banks in South Africa, client services resolution manager, asserts that borrowers with mortgages on expropriated property will be obligated to continue bond payments whether they are compensated by the government or not. Dear customer, thank you for your query, your question. You have raised with regard to the impact of land expropriation to your bonded property. Nedbank is not privy to what provisions may or may not be for land purchasers whose land is encumbered, and what the proposed review committee would come up with to address this. However, we believe a balance needs to be achieved between the parliamentary agenda and, in particular, the law of contracting. You're sure the banks are involved in all this, of course. It is important to note that home loan agreement is subject to a contractual agreement and bond payments remedy due to payable until such a time that the bond is paid in full, irrespective of any form of land appropriation. Of course, that's an act of God, the government taking it, so you're null and void. This is just fraud, my view. With or without compensation, so you're going to pay with or without compensation, we would encourage you to continue with bond payments until such a time as a termination is made, the time of which is also unknown to us. We trust that our response meets with your expectation. That's like telling Jews being sent to a death camp, we're going to pull your teeth out for the gold and take everything you got. We already took your house 5 years ago. And if you got any bank loans, we're going to still say you owe those even in death. So death and taxes, how about that, ladies and gentlemen? And then it just gets worse from there. I'm going to go to break. I want to take first-time callers specifically when we come back on one issue. What do you think of the censorship, and what should Trump do to counter it 70 days out? That is the only question we're answering. I want to hear from you. I love you, but I want you to have a good phone, be ready to answer that question. I want to ask you that because I respect you and want your view. First-time callers, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Whatever you do, spread the live links and tell folks on local stations how to tune.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
With the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, tree to the ground, shutter from sound. The death machine makes falling down, it's gaining pound for pound. Summer of rage, the building mass graves within the states. You and I, they vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state.
We should get Shooter Jennings back on. He hadn't been on in years. He defended me real nice on Joe Rogan. By the way, at the end of this hour, I got a statement to make on Joe Rogan. I talked to him at length. What day was that? Saturday morning. So he gave me a call. And you guys got to remind me or I won't remember to do it. It's important because he reaches hundreds of millions of people a month. And there's been a big controversy over a bunch of stuff. I think Joe's a great guy. So I got a statement to make at the end of this hour on that. If the crew reminds me. You guys remind me to do that? Because you know me, out of sight, out of mind. You guys give me a roger on that? I could just remind me. All right, we got Larry, we got John, we got Joe, we got Jeremiah, we got Mike. Here's what happens. I started out on talk radio 23 years ago. And I would just, the calls came in, and I didn't even have a call screener. I'd say, call in, and when I'd go to break, I had one guy running the board, but he wasn't a call screener. I'd say, where are you calling from? And just, I'm going to go to you right when we come back. So I'd go to the calls, and I love calls. Then I started doing a show out of my house with GCN with the satellites, and it was always like remote. They were up in Minnesota. I was in Texas, and we'd take the phone calls. And sometimes they'd sit there for 30, 40 minutes because they had a bunch of phone lines. And it was always different because I'd have to announce the caller and have the person there put them on air. And it becomes a little annoying. So I kind of went crazy yesterday, and I apologize. I've got a lot on my mind, and I'm trying not to be a jerk. Callers wouldn't be there, or callers wouldn't be ready, or callers' phones are bad, or their radios are on. And you do five or six of those in a row, I go crazy. But John Harmon, who I've worked with for 15 years, now has come down to InfoWars in Texas from Minnesota. We've got a great crew out there, and he does affiliate relations. But for the next week or so, he's going to sit in when we take calls an hour a day. And so we get you ready, and I get to you, and you're not holding more than 20, 30 minutes, and you're off. And then if you're already holding, we just shut the phones down and open them up again. That way nobody ever holds more than 30 minutes. And in the spirit of that, we're going to go to Aaron, Mike, Joe, John, Larry, and others right now on the incredible stuff happening in this country. Trump fighting back against the censorship, praise God. What does he need to do next? 70 days out from this election. All the amazing things unfolding. What a time to be alive. I mean, they are censoring everybody and their dog. I mean, and they're admitting they're doing it. It's so illegal. It's so organized with big tech together. And they've taken 70 days out. Republicans doing nothing as a green light to go crazy. I've made this my big issue. They shadow banned me and then fully banned me. First person in world history on a geopolitical level has happened to because they feared it 3.5 weeks ago. Because they feared you. And I think it's backfired on them, but it's still up to all of you how concerned you are about this and the stories that are on InfoWars.com. But I'm betting on you. I believe in you, and I love you, and I thank you. So let's go to a caller in Canada. Let's go to Mike in Canada. Mike, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Oh, I'm in New Hampshire.
Doesn't matter. You're on air. So see.
How you doing?
It's happening now. At least the state was wrong, but it's okay.
You got my name. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters right now.
I was calling about the censorship as well. I mean, I'm in like a Facebook group too. Like, because like if I post something on my Facebook, you know, I don't really want people to see it and all. But I mean, I'm part of a group and I do it there. And that group literally got like quieted down. I didn't see anything from the group at all. And then I guess it got shadow banned, so they made a new one. But, I mean, we're doing it on that one now. But speaking of like that, I have a few friends that are like Democrats and all. I mean, on Facebook, and that's fine. You don't bother me. But their stuff is always at the top of my feed, and their stuff is everywhere. Boom, 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 all day long. Democrats, this now, this thing on Snapchat, or CNN.
Well, totally. I mean, if you look at Ann Coulter's feed, my feed, Trump's feed, it's hundreds of pages of their garbage. We're nowhere. And like you said, the last few months, suddenly you had all these friends. You were talking. Americans aren't allowed to talk. You sit down and shut up, prisoners. Suddenly nobody can talk to each other because you're all shadow banned. But does that make you vote Democrat? No, I think it makes you get pissed.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, my parents are kind of Democratic. And look at me. I'm listening to Alex Jones. You know, I'm tired of it. So, I mean,
say to your parents, does your son deserve to not be able to talk to other friends on Facebook? Is that American, parents? And they should really vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like, my dad, he voted for Trump. But, I mean, like, you know, like, just the things he says, I'm like, dude, you're a Democrat sometimes.
Well, is your dad proud now that the 4.6 growth rate, and, it paid off?
He is proud. He is proud of that, so.
Well, what about your mother? Is she going to side with you and your free speech or side with the censors? Is she going to side with trillion-dollar companies trying to rob you of your birthright, or is she going to side with you?
I'm putting her in my truck, and I'm taking her there, and she's voting. So she ain't going to vote Democrat this time, but it's all right. But anyways, I mean, like,
beautiful.
Facebook thing, I just couldn't believe it. Like, every single one of my Democrat friends, I mean, I don't got problems with them, but it just drives me crazy all day long, you know? And then a few friends of mine that are conservative share something. It's like one to every 25, you know?
Brother, I see it on my own iPhone that, you know, and iPhones are glitching out, and I got this weird spam and crazy stuff flying up, and CNN's always popping up, and MSNBC without me asking, and just, it's in the feed. I turn it on, it's like, bzz, 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 bzz. And it's just like, wow, you know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, sorry to interrupt, but I have an idea. I think maybe, I know it's going to be a big idea, but maybe, because when I voted for Trump, years ago, I'm in New Hampshire, and I voted for Kelly Ayotte because she was the Republican. And I got home, and she goes, I wrote for Mike Pence in the presidency. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I was wondering, and she ended up losing because she didn't vote for him. But anyway, I was wondering if you guys could maybe make a list of, like, who the patriot is in every state, you know?
No, I hear you. You know, folks have done that. Just look at whoever Trump endorses. Not all of them are perfect, but I trust the president. He's smart. I'm going to say it. He's smarter than I am at 72. He's got more stamina. And when he endorses is who I'm backing. He isn't perfect, but we've just got to back him because he's in the center of things. God bless you. We're going to go to break. Thank you, Mike. And they did say New Hampshire. I don't know why the hell I said Canada. See, even when they do a perfect job, I screw up, so I just got to stop caring so much. The truth is, I care so much, folks. I mean, we advise the president. We've got all the documents. We've got the proof. Other people are scared to tell him what's going on. And they're coming down on me because they know it. And I've kind of not said it last year. I hope they'd, you know, figure I wasn't, you know, actually as influential as I am. But they got everything tapped, they know. So they're coming down on me because Trump's a real deal, folks. When we come back, Larry, John, Joe, Aaron, Chuck, Rodney, bam, 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 your call straight ahead. This is the most censored broadcast in the world. I didn't talk. It's the truth. Are you sharing the link? We are the kryptonite to the globalists. We are high noon to the vampires. We are the light in the dark of the night. We have the enemy code. We know how to defeat them. Spread the link however you can. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty
This was the anthem of the 2016 election here in InfoWars. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit.
I got to tell you, Smokey's got his ears on. He's out on your trail, and he ain't going to rescue you in jail. So you got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. So knock that down a hound and give him hell. I think I'm going to listen to that when I drive out of the office today. There's some good stuff right there. Charlie Reed. Oh, that's good. I want to go to Corey and Gracie and everybody here in just a moment. Here's the deal. I don't want to wish ill of the dead, even Adolf Hitler, even though he was a really bad guy, or John McCain. It's just bad luck. But the worship fest of John McCain, Keating 5, ISIS, Al-Qaeda backer, open borders, anti-gun, favor the Democrats, Trump's main enemy, calling him a traitor, and just Lindsey Graham worshiping him for like the last hour on Fox News. Can we punch that up for TV viewers? I mean, they're trying to kill the First Amendment and steal. I guess you just finished.
It's also emotional.
And steal the election right now. I mean, they're trying to do everything they can. And all I'm hearing about is John McCain. What about the First Amendment? Could we have a 5 days in laying in state for that? Maybe flags at half staff? For the? I'll tell you what. Let's give McCain 5 years at half staff. In fact, let's take flags down forever. Because he's like God. Stole $500 billion, you know. You name it, he's a great guy. Anti-American guy. I agree. He's the best person since, you know, I mean, he's, I guess, according to them, better than Jesus. Can we just have a week at half staff for the First Amendment? No, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. Everything our veterans and our ancestors fought for all being flushed down the toilet? No. In fact, I think we should burn the Bill of Rights and Constitution in offering to John McCain and his father, corrupt admirals. Because throwing the election to Obama and saying Obama isn't connected to radical Islam and all that is lies. Well, that's a good thing. Because everybody said so. So I want to apologize for America even existing. And like the old Vikings did, when their wife and kids died, they'd kill them and burn them up on a boat with them. I'm not saying do this, but maybe I'm being hateful to McCain if all of America isn't blown up with nuclear weapons because of his death. Just nuke the entire, blow the planet up because this old, corrupt, lying, globalist piece of trash is God. Does George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, said so? I mean, should we, I'm asking the question, should the Earth be, should they use the fission-fusion antimatter weapons the Air Force admitted 12 years ago they have to forget the planet, blow up the solar system, hell, forget the solar system, the galaxy. How about the universe? In like a royal Viking pyre, destroy creation because of McCain. Walking around, I was going, he was powerful everywhere. I mean, just what a corrupt joke. And all these fawning sycophants worshiping him. I mean, please, God. I tried to be nice about it, but Lord. And then Trump says he's a great guy and his family's great and all this stuff, and they attack him for it. It's like, good Lord, this guy is a globalist, a New World Orderite. We're going to go to a caller in California. We're going to go to Corey right now. Corey, thank you for calling today. You're on the air.
Sir, it is an honor to be riding co-pilot with you right now in the spearhead against globalism and tyranny.
It's good to have you. Do you agree with me that maybe the Pentagon should blow the planet up in honor of McCain?
I believe they should. I believe they should. Let's just go full nihilist and just take it all out.
He's so good. He's so close to Satan's heart. I mean, he's such a good person. The news said so.
You know,
Sorry.
I have friends who were actually casualties of his war that I fought next to in Iraq. And, you know, and the lies that he said that he sold us to get us into Iraq, you know, it's really hard to look over. And, you know, I watch the, you know, the CIA propaganda machine spewing out the let's deify John McCain. It works even on a woke individual like me. I almost had a tear stream and I'm like, oh, he died. And then I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, no, screw this. This isn't going to happen. And,
well, you know, McCain blew up the Death Star.
How did he do that?
Well, he defeated Darth Vader. Look, he helped found the modern ISIS. He's on record doing it. I mean, the guy was a monster with a voting record like the Democrats. But, oh, McCain. Why are there so much McCain worshiping? Oh, I love him. He's so cool.
I know why there's the worship, and it's because of that wonderful executive order that you had brought to light the other day, that limelighting, that you should limelight it more, that one that Obama had signed in.
Yeah, the executive order countering propaganda, exactly, and he helped get it through, so it's just all of that. It's like naming the end of the First Amendment the John McCain Superhighway, exactly. It's like on the First Amendment's tombstone, you say John McCain countering disinformation and propaganda act, yeah.
Yes, in cahoots with the Clintons and the Obamas. But the way Trump can beat this is to rescind the executive order. You said it yourself the other day, sir, and you have to limelight that and beat it into their skulls politically and spiritually. We have to take back that executive order, cut the head off the snake, and watch it die in front of us.
I agree. And as you call it limelight, you know, the great Ted Nugent calls it spotlighting cockroaches. And that's what we're doing. And look, I hope McCain's in heaven. I hope he, you know, had a better day. He was horribly corrupt. He said it'll be on my tombstone, the Keating Five. No, it's not. It's the whole devil media worshiping you because you tried to derail Trump. God bless you, Corey. And, you know, Trump took the high road and got pissed in his face, basically. We're going to go to Canada now. We're going to talk to Gracie. Gracie in Canada, thank you for holding her on the air. What's on your mind today?
Conservative vegan, if that's even possible, and we listen to you every day here.
I'm a vegan as well. every time I finish a giant steak. Now, it probably is healthier with all the stuff in the meat today, but go ahead.
Don't judge. I know that meat has healing qualities, too, so I'm one of those people who's very,
very, very nice. Go ahead.
Now, there was a Fully Raw Christina who was vegan online who promoted your Secret 12. Your B12.
That is vegan.
And she was completely censored and delisted for promoting your B12 online, so I wanted to bring that up. She's quite possibly a fan, Fully Raw Christina, out of Houston. The third thing I wanted to mention was that one way to deter the upcoming false flag on Trump supporters and Trump-supporting media is to have a countdown the moment that one opens your website, gets onto your page, the countdown comes in. 69 more days left for Democratic operatives to stage false flag to blame Trump supporters.
I think that's a great idea. We should have a countdown to the election, countdown to false flag, because you can see them setting it up.
That's right. And also, yes, a rolling scroll underneath your videos, your live stream on your website, that brings people to BitChute, Real.com.
No, I agree. I have even rolling screens on the walls. All the studios, we just have to every day not put one generic thing in, but load our headlines in, interspersed with newswars.com, prisonplanet.com, and then aim the cameras at that to remind folks you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's over there on that side right there. That's a big thing that lights up right over there. It's over on the other side towards my right over there. We've got it in all the studios, and it's a great point. Wow, Gracie, you are awesome. Thanks for the call from Canada. She had a lot of great ideas. We might want to turn on all the stuff we've got. And we need to just load the daily's top headlines, like banks announced South African farmers have their land taken, must still pay the loans back. That's a pretty big headliner. Trump promises to go after illegal Google censorship.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going right back to your phone calls for the next couple segments. Then Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, always loaded for bear, is going to be joining us. But first, Joe Rogan. Look, I've known Joe since like 98, 99. I've been good friends with him. He's a really smart guy. He's always been a comedian. He's always been an entertainer. And he never really wanted to get into politics. He always wanted to stay out of it. I'd call him pretty much a libertarian. He's not a conservative. He's not a liberal. He's a pro-gun guy, but he's also, you know, socially liberal. And, you know, he started his podcast like 10 years ago or whatever, and now it's one of the biggest podcasts in the world. And I never really pushed hard to be on it, but he had me on like last February, not this year, but last year. It was the biggest podcast he ever did at that time. And then they delisted it. They didn't allow you to see it on iTunes like they've done with us having the number one iPhone app for news on iTunes or Droid. We were number one on both after just a few weeks of us being banned, so they delisted it. You can still download it at Infowars.com/app, but it's been delisted. So I started getting irritated because the media makes such a big deal about the Joe Rogan interview. And again, it had over 40 million views total, about 6.5 million on YouTube. And I know that Joe's a great platform where I could be able to set the record straight about a lot of disinfo because he has a very wide audience. And so he had Shooter Jennings on a few weeks ago, and I hadn't seen the interview since last Friday, so it took me about a week to see it. And Shooter was offending me, but Joe said, yeah, while Alex is in, you know, all this turmoil, I'm not going to really get him on because I don't want to be in the middle of all of this. What was the word he used when he called me Saturday? Chaos. And so that's what it comes down to. But Joe said, listen, the chaos is so crazy. I guess I got to get in the middle of it because it's not stopping. It's not going anywhere. So he said he's having me on a show, and I can do it, subject to dates, but I'm pretty sure I can do it in late September. So we're talking a month from now, I'll be on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, and that'll be a good deal. And, you know, I've said some negative things. Joe said some negative things. One of his friends told me that, you know, Joe's family had been threatened. And when I talked to the friend, they're like, well, I think he was threatened. So that wasn't accurate that he was threatened not to, you know, cover the New World Order. But Joe isn't afraid to have me on. He seriously is trying to keep control of his show and not turn it just into a political thing, and I respect that. But because it became such a big deal, now he wants me back on. And obviously I want to go on there because I like to go on and hang out with Joe and get out in front of the censors. Joe's a man of his word. He said I'll be on in late September. So I look forward to going out to Los Angeles, which I really don't look forward to. But I look forward to going to see Joe. One of my most unfavored places is Los Angeles. Sorry if you live there. You could pay me not to go there, but I will go there and talk to 20, 30, 40 million people. And I think this interview, and I said, Joe, let me sneak up on it. Let me just show up because they'll try to manipulate and protest or whatever. He said, I don't care what they do. I'm not being threatened to not have you on. I want you on. So he said, go ahead and promote it. So here we are, like 3 or 4 days later, I'm finally getting around to it. So there you go. I'll be on the Joe Rogan Experience, and he's not censoring anybody. I appreciate him having me on. Coming up on the late part of next month, so stay tuned for that. Okay, let's go ahead and take more calls. We see Justin and Larry and Jessica and Joe and Susie and Ron and Aaron and Steve and Chuck and Kevin and Rodney and Chase. Who's been holding the longest here? I guess that would be Justin. Justin in Georgia. Justin, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
It's an honor.
Welcome.
You've been asking for input on how we should deal with the internet censorship, and I just wanted to say that I think it's important that we reflect back on how did we get to this point from 1776, you know, when the founding fathers were incensed over relatively small incursions into our liberty, like, you know, not much different from the taxes you pay when you buy groceries.
Well, the big thing is they had monopolies where you couldn't even get into land management or business or any manufacturing unless you were a British lord. So it was that monopoly that really made a mad.
Okay, well, yeah, you know more about history than me, but I think it was Lenin that said basically that they wouldn't be able to take America down by brute force. They'd have to sabotage us from within.
And that's exactly what he said, and that's what globalism is. And then you see Bill Maher and you see Cuomo saying, we want to sabotage America. America sucks. They don't even hide it. And the crowds go, yeah, F America, bankrupted. Yeah, we hate America. I mean, my God. Then they say, we're Russian agents because we're making it great again? Yeah, right.
And we see these things like the censorship at the the high institutional level. We see like a spirit, you know, taking control of the arms of government and the big tech corporations. But it's like a virus where you can keep trying to cut those tumors off, but if you don't get to that little piece of DNA that's circulating from cell to cell.
No, I agree. And look, the heart of it is Satanism, it's Luciferianism, it's hate of God. We were founded as a Christian nation. And at the end of the day, it really is an occultic attempt to dominate America.
Yeah, I want to, if you don't mind, I want to read you one of the Proverbs of Solomon. That
sure,
I
go ahead.
Up. Yeah. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And I'm not saying like...
No, that means they don't have the fear of God in them or the fear of godly men. They have no fear.
I'm not saying like we're you know, I'm not talking
about... But their wicked works manifest, they procreate, they grow, they multiply, they invent evil.
I'm saying we have like perverted the role of government. We have we've changed the duty of government from punishing evil to trying to prevent evil. And what are we doing?
Yeah, it's beyond that. It's trying to preserve evil. It's protecting evil.
Yeah. When a school shooting happens, when some atrocity happens, what do? We cry out for more rules, more regulations, more chains. And I think if we do that with internet censorship, we're just going to get more of the same problem.
Well, man, you look at Hillary or Peter Strzok or any of these people. I mean, these people look like psychotic serial killers. I mean, they act like fruitcake lunatic asylum people. Well, they all look like something. We all know what they look like. You know, folks that they get in a lot of trouble right now in Pennsylvania. And that's what it comes to. And that's who they are. They're a cult. God bless you, Justin. I appreciate your call. All right, let's talk to Susie in Ohio. Susie, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I love you. I just wanted to talk about the censorship stuff. Like, I feel like more mainstream conservatives need to make a bigger deal about it, and they're, like, doing it to everyone, and I think it's looking bad on them, though. Like,
oh, no, I agree. It's the number one issue, and it's only Trump talking about it, and Congress is asleep at the switch. They are banning everyone. They're violating your civil rights to talk to people and bragging, and they think you're idiots.
Yeah, like, even on YouTube or anything, like, I've had all a bunch of comments censored and stuff, like, in support of you, and I notice how people will support you on there, but then on Facebook and Twitter, they're afraid. Because it's linked to their real name.
Well, yeah, that's the message is, hey, you'll all be banned if you don't leave Jones in the dark. But then notice they're banned next. That was the test. Demonize Jones. Get everybody to desert him. Drudge didn't desert us. The president didn't desert us. You didn't desert me. So now we've got a fighting chance. But, yeah, I got to tell you, though, it's neck and neck, though. If people don't get upset about this, they can win.
Yeah. And also, what about the trans porn on your phone, Alex? Are you ever going to talk about that?
Say that again.
Trans porn on your phone. That's all they keep talking about. And
you know, I saw a couple news articles about that. It's ridiculous. I was like looking up some reporter we're trying to hire today and punched in some number and it popped up porn on my phone. Everybody's had porn pop up on their phones hundreds of times. So I'm sitting with a phone on air showing it to everybody because I couldn't get a URL up in the studio. And then like something pops up. I'm like, oh my God. And I looked at it. It wasn't the news blurted out because there was nothing there. They blurred it to then say something was there. Then you went to it with some porn menu. I probably had porn menus pop up 500 times on my phone. So I appreciate your call. I mean, it's insane, ladies and gentlemen. There's two types of people. People that look at porn and people that lie about it. But I wasn't looking at porn on my phone. I don't take phones on air that I look at porn on. And so I saw all that. I didn't respond to it. I mean, if I respond to half the attacks on me, but then they spun it. In one article I saw a whole bunch. I only read one. It was like, Jones, who hates gay people or trans people, is like looking at this stuff. And it's like, I never said I hate anybody. I said, if you're heterosexual, homosexual, whatever it is, leave kids alone. But the LGBTP community, not all the LGBT, but the LGBT, community, LGBTP is LGBT pedophile. And they literally promote sexualization of kids and say, let us sexualize your kids or you're transphobic. So that's the whole entry way to try to teach kids that they're a different sex and ruin their lives who said that? What's her name? She's a lesbian liberal. I read a lot of her writings. A fan. Yeah, Camille Paglia. So, I mean, there you go. I'm a libertarian. They tried to sell that the article I saw, like I was like, you know, I'm this big right winger or whatever, and I got caught. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But I'll say this. The Amazon ads, the Viagra ads, the weird non-plastic bag ads are taking my iPhone over. iPhones didn't used to be that bad like Androids.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.